Ike and Hannah crush Haiti beneath their weight. Pastor Bike's release encourages the persecuted church in China, and a Boy Scout sends backpacks full of school supplies to Guatemala. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hurricane Ike's rain added insult to Hannah's injury in Haiti. The storm collapsed key routes connecting the north and south and damaged what little infrastructure was left. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says,
now the river is so high you can't drive. The riverbed and the reservoir and the bridge out there failed. The north is isolated now. There's no way to get supplies from Port-au-Prince up to Cap-Haitien or any of the villages.
A shipment of food from the ministry is caught in transit. Hospitals in the lowlands are closed, leaving small ministries like For Haiti carrying the load. DeHart urges prayer for their team, acting as the hands and feet of Christ among survivors.
Pray that someone wakes up and realizes that Guanayes is not the only place in Haiti that had a problem, and that they start sending in some aid relief to the north. Cap-Haitien is the second largest city, and it is totally cut off.
Next, battered Haitians are asking for help as they begin to assess the damage from the hurricane season's 1-2 punch. Thousands have been displaced. Christian Reform World Relief Committee's Ken Little says they have at least 6 development projects connected with church planters in the affected areas.
One of our larger responses will be in the Gonaïves area, which was really devastated by the floods, and we're helping a partner by the name of Ebenezer Mission as they care for over 600 refugees that ended up in their school yard and in their hospital yard.
The response will likely include food items, emergency supplies, temporary shelter, and targeted supplies to assist with repairs to homes. As the team begins the distribution, Little says they're acting as the hands and feet of Christ.
The churches are seen as actively caring for the most needy in the neighborhood, and that de facto opens up opportunity for people to express why and to point to the hope in Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The back-to-back hurricanes in the Caribbean have worsened the food crisis in Haiti. Hurricane Ike hit Sunday night, raising the death toll in Haiti to 319 people. Winds and rains have destroyed gardens, and people are forced to eat cookies made of clay because they can't find enough food. Food for the Hungry is working with local partners and global partners to provide disaster and emergency relief to hurricane victims. Pray for hurricane victims and their families. Next, worldwide, believers were rooting for Pastor Bike's release in China. China Aid Association, a partner of Voice of the Martyrs Canada, held a massive petition drive. It was a shot of encouragement not only to Pastor Bike, but also the entire community of underground believers. CAA's founder Bob Fu says,
the hardest thing for a prisoner is isolation. But, you know, when the Chinese brothers and sisters know that over 50,000 brothers and sisters signed the signatures, express their support and prayer, that's a huge encouragement to them.
Especially for other imprisoned believers like bookstore owner Shi Wei Han. Fu's prayer request for Pastor Bike is the prayer we can pray for all Chinese Christians.
Continue to pray for him and his family that the Lord can protect and sustain and strengthen him for his continuous fight for religious freedom.
And an Ohio Boy Scout recently honored the pledge to help others at all times. 11-year-old Brady Jackson delivered 9 backpacks filled with school supplies to a Baptist preschool outreach in Guatemala. After seeing how much went to waste at his school, he asked his classmates to donate their used supplies instead of throwing them away. Brady and his family worked with Orphan Outreach to distribute the materials. Pray that these materials are put to good use. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available a DVD commission. This inspiring DVD will show you young lives transformed by God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Get your free commission DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.